Blog Talk Radio.
All right. It's another one.
Dagger.
Another one of them fly
still on the dark side.
One of them hot
joints. Like I miss it, Del Negro.
Uh-huh.
You gotta do it like we used to, man. Fuck the bitches and fuck the hate. Do what you gotta do to. Every day I wanna die, that's why I be getting high. Whole world's against me now, I don't even wanna try. It makes me wanna cry, these people never understand. I ain't gotta lie while I try to be a better man. Yeah, I had a plan, always gotta switch it up. Looking out for other people, yeah, that got me fucked up. Crazy bitches and their kids, homeboys and relatives, ex-girls, new girls, can't believe the shit I did. I just wanna live, why you wanna make it hard? For 28 years, I survived without a bodyguard. Up and down the boulevards, cruising through the city streets. Now the dagger stands alone, I don't need to hide. I don't need to sleep, too much running through my head. Making waves like fat bitches, jumping in the waterbed. I need some concrete, my patience is running out. Been up on my money, but these haters try to take me out. Fuck the bitches and fuck the haters. Do what you gotta do to. Fuck the bitches and fuck the haters. Do what you gotta do to.
I roam these streets with animals on a cash hunt to make cheese tangible and add the stack funds. Cheap in a fat blunt, filling the sky with smoke. Thinking shit'll get ugly before I live broke. So I flip dope, rob steal, plus cheat. Is that real? Feel me? We guilty of greed. I really just need food, clothing, shelter, children to feed. Hoping to get healthier, dreams to achieve, notions to get wealthier. Inhale a herb, exhale once I felt the urge. I like her, she's a helper, give herself deserve. But not her, she says no and has hella nerves. I want freakazoids, robots, and androids. In my women, I admit this, I can't avoid. But I tell you one thing, I avoid is the haters while I try to get that paper.
Fuck the bitches and fuck the haters. Do what you gotta do to. Fuck the bitches and fuck the haters. Do what you gotta do to.
I gotta get it, I ain't stopping till I get it all. That means I'm gonna get it till the day that I fall. And I may never buff, but fuck it, there's no use in me lying. But you will hear.
Dagger, yup, you went down fighting.
That's who I am, just a man with a nigga in him. Try to keep him locked away, but people keep on fucking with him. So give me what you got, I'll show you what I'm all about.
Now who wants that first slot on my body count?
You didn't hear me out, boy, you must be deaf. So you won't hear them bullets when they spit and rip through your chest. And if you got a vest, that's how you still get popped. Call of Duty, Black Ops, execute. We got the red dots, we'd rather keep them tucked away. But you can lose this game of life at any time, any day, and any way. So fuck it, I won't lose to a hater. I'm doing what the fuck I gotta do to get that paper.
Now who wants that first slot on my body count?
You didn't hear me out, boy, you must be deaf. And you won't hear these bullets when they spit and rip your chest. And if you got a vest, that's how you still get popped. Call of Duty, Black Ops, execution,
headshot.
We got the red dots, we'd rather keep them tucked away. But you can lose this game of life at any time, any day, in any way. So fuck it, there's no use to a hater.
I'm doing,
and I'm doing what I gotta do to get that paper.
Who are you?
My name is a pimp named Slickback, and I believe I may have misplaced some merchandise at this residence. There she is. Bitch, I hope you got the money to cover this little vacation you've been taking.
Now, hold up, Slickback.
No, that's a pimp named Slickback.
That's what I said, Slickback.
No, it's a pimp named Slickback, like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing. A pimp named Slickback.
Hey, can we call you Slickback for short?
No, nigga, I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Crystal, who is this person?
Nigga, are you deaf? I'm a pimp named Slickback. Say it with me now.
He's my pimp.
Your pimp? So you really are a...
Yes, she's
I'm a hoe.
Come on, bitch, now.
A pimp named Slickback. Could I please have a minute?
A minute? Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a whole place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
You ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This here's a hoe.
Not in this house, he's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Damn, Indiana Jenkins. I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
This your boy, KY's the Lyrical Psycho, self-explanatory music.
Yeah, man.
You're now tuned in to West Coast Wednesday, Hump Night, with the Daggers.
But when it comes
Bang
down,
Dog Radio.
That's right, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, the Dagger. L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. We made it a whole nother week, y'all. Man, I don't know how I make it from Wednesday to Sunday, from Wednesday to Sunday, but we're here, we on, and yeah, like I said, it is Wednesday night, about to get into some adult matters, adult topics. I hope you got your drink, I hope you got your smoke, I hope you're maxing and relaxing, and I hope you're getting over this hump day, well, this hump night. Let me handle my business as I do as always. Shouts out to the boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey. You know, without her, there's no Bang Out Radio, no Slap Sundays, no West Coast Wednesdays, no New Music Monday, no Air It Out Tuesdays, and we're going to fill up the rest of the lineup as well, so don't even get it twisted. She's doing big things with the radio. X and B models is all over everywhere. I'm seeing that shit. Good looking out, y'all. Y'all doing y'all motherfucking bang. Got the award show still coming down, coming out, and the summer jump-off is next Saturday down in Vegas, you know. I'm going to have to find a way to get down there. You know, I got to fuck with y'all because we about to get turned up. Dagger's going to do his first live Vegas performance. We're going to turn it up down there in Vegas, all right? And let's see, what else? Shout out to all the independent artists. Like I said, without y'all doing what y'all doing these hot music, making y'all music, like I said, staying focused, doing what y'all got to do. I wouldn't have no music to play. I still wouldn't have no radio show, so I got to thank y'all as well. And then last but not least, as always, just anybody that's out there talking about the show that could just listen to me for 2 hours, because I know I'm a hard person to deal with. Trust me, I know that myself. But, like I said, my heart is in the right place. But because of that, puts me in a lot of situations, and I've dealt with a lot of things. I've seen a lot of things, heard a lot of stories, dealt with a lot of people. And, like I said, by now I just got my own opinion on how things should be. And like I said, it is just my opinion. Keep in mind, I say it all the time, I don't know shit. I mean, I'm smart, but I'm dumb, and I act dumb because I want to know, because that's why I talk, that's why I ask questions, that's why I analyze, that's why I try to figure things out, all right? So remember, as always, if you want to call into the show, 661-621-7559, you can either just chill in the queue, or you can press 1 to holler at me, all right? And always, at the email, that's where you set up, if you want to set up interviews, managers, directors, models for Dagger's Beauty of the Week, and always, always independent artists, y'all send me y'all music through this, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, all right? And my word is always, any new music that I get will be first in rotation on the following show that fits. You know what I mean? Like, if y'all sending me slappers, then you're not going to hear the slappers on Wednesday, you gotta wait for Sunday, all right? But if y'all send me them Get It the Females type tracks or whatever, y'all gonna hear it on Wednesday, so I mean, either way. If y'all send me, I need some more tracks for the smoke session. I mean, damn. I know y'all some motherfucking smokers, and ain't nobody sending me no weed tracks. Like I said, can I get some tracks for the smoke session as well? We need some more tracks in that. So, like I said, drops, you know, if you wanna do a drop for Wednesday night show, you know, like my man K-Wise, Tweety, X and B model came through. She done a couple of drops for your boy. If you want to do some drops for me, like I said, same email, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. You can do it for this show. Do it for Slap Sundays. Do it for me, period. Do it for Bang Out Radio. Like I said, we need that. Let's collab. Let's get it all together. Let's make something happen. And we're going to start off West Coast Wednesday like this with my nigga Ashton Martin. All right. And I got some souped-up equipment right here, right, y'all? Y'all, this shit is moving kind of fast. Shit's clicking in and out on time. Like, this ought to be interesting. I may actually have a good show tonight, though. We'll see. It's still early. We still got 2 hours, and 2 hours is a long time. So, but we're going to at least start it off right, all right, with my nigga Ashton Martin featuring D-Ray, Hold Me Down. For all y'all out there looking for somebody to hold y'all down, let's find them.
Super Trek! Super Trek!
Already.
Turn my headphones up.
Anticipating impatience. This is time to get inspired to bring you nothing but greatness. Yeah, I know I left them waiting, but I was feeling forsaken. Doing what I felt was best, and I took it back to the basics. In other words, a dimension, a narrow road to redemption. I remember I was down where I couldn't pay it attention. But not that I got them listening. I don't want to misinterpret. If you don't believe in self, Must admit that the phrase was innovative, brow raising, ain't it?
When I strip away the massage, radar, so on, etc. A fetish chasing acres that's greener than your asparagus. Lately, I've been dreaming I'm running away from bed. So I'm cautious on the phone, watching every word I said. And I'm picking with my friends, working harder with my pen. Yeah, this money's on my mind, but this time is on my head. And I don't know who to trust. A small circle is a must. So I'm patient with these fucks. I know I buzz off with this lead. Innovative with my thoughts and educate them with my words. Make your money in the hood and then you move out to the birds. Never cop the first plea. Take your time and get a journal. Cause these crackers playing games with niggas' life with no concern. When I strip away, I'm a fly. And I ain't even worried, cause nothing you can do about it. Do about it, do about it.
Revenge is best headed to haters through my success. With that said, I'm blessed. Through this talent, I give my best. Forgive them for they speak fluent with foolishness like the rest. Crabs in the bucket, played in the sand, but they found a guess. I do this with such finesse. The living truth in the flesh. Work ethic on some bipartisan shit, legend and nothing less. In God, throughout the struggles, I know my time is due. AM is the name, deuce is wild as the army to salute. Forgiving for my arrogance, executing my hot pursuit. Modifying my circle and narrow down to selected few. The only thing that bothers me, my family's still in poverty. For that, I give it all, even if it's my biography. My back against the wall, yeah, I know I get a lot in me. I win against the grain, very strange, it ain't a robbery. I feel attention building, women dripping out erotically. This is really anticipate them, can't escape them, this is prophecy.
When I spread my wings, I'm a fly.
When I spread my wings,
down for quite some
even though they hear me down for some time.
It's a blueprint. The future couples in love. See, he was the type of gun, some more open doors and hugs ever since you left me crushed. Yeah, she a headstrong, pretty red bone. Tell me your fish, I'm here when you most need it. Okay, what us meeting to escalate into a learned lesson. Know a lot of females, but this is the space and only fulfilled with your presence. Ain't easy, but I'm going. I play hard, keeping my heart guarded by camouflage emotion. Come on, she ain't ready yet. And when walking the tightrope, I wanna be the safety net. Yeah, they said we take the time to mean more. You was the queen of my castle, wish I was the king of yours. Forced to play the background and back down. Call me up when you worry, cause he can't make you smile.
When well,
you
I say ain't gonna lie, I'm feeling you. Drawing your position and the things you do. I ain't gonna lie, girl, you're the straight. The way you wanna play, I'ma throw it all away.
Valentine's Day, give you all things mean. It's cause he like you enough to lay out, but you just not enough to put a ring on your feet. But you can see you through my eyes, cause you pretty in pink. Plus he a former bachelor, you think he ain't gon' cheat. A one night stand and then he rolling. I watch and watch the girl I'm in love with, cause it's in the heart to be broken. I'm here, you there. It's kinda weird how you can talk about his boss, because he ain't understand your tears. Yeah, but I'ma be right here. Yeah, but I'ma be right here. C-O-P-I plus you.
Come on.
D-O-P-I plus you. Just you and me. Hey, we go
well,
see.
I'm feeling you. Draw your position and the things you do. I ain't gonna lie. Girl, you're straight. The way you wanna play, I'ma throw it all away.
What if you worked it later? You share the fruits of my labor when you were labor.
Yeah.
Then I put minutes in now for hours later.
Okay.
How much is too much? Imagine. Back rubs in the tub. Call me up when you ain't around. Tell me how you don't feel love.
How you don't feel love.
Yo. Rethink your existing dreams of living mine. D O T I. Yeah. And here we go.
Hey.
And here we go. Hey.
Here we go.
Talk to him, man. Yeah.
Deeper. My boy ain't the wife, but I'm just trying to be a teacher.
Deeper.
offended. Tell me it's a little fitted. Promise you I wanna hit. I'll have you screaming like, ooh, I'll have you moaning like, ooh.
I'm gonna lick your temptation. I'm
lick your temptation.
Now ladies, let's get naked.
Ladies, let's get naked.
And then you have my baby.
And then you have my baby.
Block in the back and he rolling the dust. We drunk, we all wanna touch. Certified goon, so we all wanna take his toes off, all marks in the cut. No shit, spilling all on butt. Back to the house and we all get beat that thing up by the bus. Get got enough shit and she eating out. If I get me, then I'm good, then I'm out. I'm digging it out, can't figure it out. Gonna sleep, I think I bust three in a new shit gone by the way I was in it. Knocking on the door, I'll be done in a minute. Thought I was finished, I was right back in it. Answer the question, can I play in it?
So baby, can I play your minute? I'ma
and they both on silent. Wanna leave, but she holding me tighter. Can't control it, happens, I got power. Now I'm first, she got a key to the pilot. Damn.
Oh,
fight with the right thing, you know I wanna see. Start from your head, move down to your feet. Just you and me, we alone on the beach. Hit the right spot, then you go on to the beat. Know it's getting high, I don't care about the heat. Take a long story, so you know I'm going deep. Know it's getting good when you pull on the sheet. I don't even care, you wanna see.
So baby, can I play your penis? How much do you wanna get it? Tell me it's a lickin' fitted. Promise you I wanna hit. I'll have you screaming like, ooh, I'll have you moaning like, ooh.
I'm gonna lick it, can I taste it? Can I lick it, can I taste it?
Now ladies, let's get naked.
Ladies, let's get naked.
And can you wear my baby?
And can you wear my baby?
Come
y'all, we back. Wait, hold on. I am going to do my cartoon. I don't know what the fuck just happened. I have my equipment was dope. It is dope. I just don't know why it just dropped like that. But hold on, I got to get my cartoon on real quick. Hold on.
All these chicks want to do is talk about spiritual blessings and stuff. We're never going to score here.
Yeah, my hands hurt.
Cornholio, Prophet Butthead.
Tomorrow we will engage in the Great Conception.
The Great what?
Contraption what?
Yes, tonight the vessels must prepare themselves to receive your essence.
Yeah.
There will be a...
Well, the essence must be the vessels and the blue. Let's get out of here, Beavis.
Perhaps it's good that they rest up for tomorrow.
Yes. It is very good that the beloved and Prophet Butthead are so young. They must have great energy to make love to us all tomorrow.
This place sucks.
Make sure you tune in each and every hump day to West Coast Wednesdays with the Dagger as he showcases the top indie artists from around the world each and every week from 9 to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah, y'all, now we officially back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, The Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. And again, if you're just tuning in, thanks for being here. If you want to get in on the conversation, 661-621-7559, you can tune the queue. Press 1 to holler at me. And again, the email, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. And the one thing I always ask y'all to do, if y'all can do for me, just talk about the show. Spread the links. Post it up if you enjoyed the episode, or just share it to your friends, Twitters, whatever y'all do. That's all I ask. Besides that, I got everything else covered, all right? Or at least I'm going to try to have everything else covered. But, yeah, let me take a sip of my drink before I start running my mouth. Hold on. Orange juice and vodka tonight. Yes. So what's that, sex on the beach or screwdriver, whatever you want to call it. But, yeah, y'all, like I said, on Wednesday nights we try to just talk about adult matters, adult topics. We don't try to get too graphic, although it goes that way sometimes. I mean, it just depends on what's going on. But also at the other time, as I always try to do, I just try to explain situations that I be going through or just share my thoughts and what I think about, because I don't feel that a lot of people think enough, and people rush into things. People just do whatever they feel they want to, People don't think, don't think 2-3 steps ahead. They just go for what's going on right now, just a lot of quickness, I guess, in a sense. But all I really want to do is, by sharing my stories, by running my mouth, what I think, what goes on in my head. And like I said, I'm not nobody to want to be like. I'm going to say that off top. I don't think Dagger's a role model. But at the same time, sometimes I feel that I do make sense, because I don't deal with the bullshit. I don't like dealing with the bullshit. I don't like dealing with the drama. And that's how I live my life, is I try to avoid as much of that as possible. Some people would say I'm a punk for that. Some people try to say I run away from situations. Some people say all kind of things. But as for me, I just don't like it. I know what I like. I know what I don't like. And so if I don't like something, I'm not going to deal with it, point blank, period. And that's just how I feel. But, what was I going to talk about tonight? Where am I going to go? Man, I just really want to... What I was going to talk about, or what I've been thinking about a lot lately, is just how, and a lot of ladies are going to be mad at me on the sense when I go here and when I talk about this, because I'm the first to say that, yes, ladies, and you've heard me say this all the time, you ladies have the power, but you do dumb shit with it, all right? But the quote I've been thinking about lately, and just, like I said, listen to me real quick, is just that, behind every strong man is a good woman, right? Now, this is something that usually everybody wants to agree with. This is what everybody believes or wants to think that is right. But on both sides of the equation, y'all not realizing what's being actually said. Y'all got to realize that behind every man is a strong woman. Not standing next to him, not in front of him, behind him. Now, I'm not saying this to say it has to be on some submissive shit. You got to do whatever he says, things. Well, kind of in a sense you do, in a way, and I'm going to try to explain what I mean. What I mean is that men, or as men, we're supposed to make the decisions. We're supposed to do this. We're supposed to do that. Take out the trash, kill the bugs. I'm just throwing out dumb shit. But I mean, as a man, we're expected to do certain things, We're expected to act a certain way. We're expected to carry ourselves in a certain way. And now as women, now here's where things are getting confused. And like we said on this show before as well, women are trying to be more like men, and men are becoming more like women. But there's a reason for that. Now, there's no one finger to point at. There's no one person to point at. It's not like it's all ladies' fault. It's not like it's all guys' fault. Everybody's in this shit together. So let me say that before I start talking. But at the same time, y'all is out here doing, I honestly don't know what y'all are doing, because I can only speak for myself. So let me speak from my experiences first off. Men, I've said this before, ladies, y'all pick a dude and then you try to change him instead of what he actually is or what he already was. You know what I mean? This is what one of the biggest mistakes, because a man is not going to change. He's not going to, especially when he gets older, mostly, you know, niggas usually get set in their ways pretty quick. You know, so you basically know what you're getting into. And me being for one, anybody that deals with me, or that talks to me, or that tries to get involved with me, or whatever, I straight up from jump let them know what's going on with me. Yes, I got a record. You know, not a police record, but a record. Like, I got history. I got issues. Got serious trust issues. Mentally damaged a little bit. A little psycho, but in control. You know, I got fucking problems. So know what the fuck you're getting into before you try to get involved with this, because this ain't no motherfucking joke. And also at the same time, if somebody's going to be involved with me, then I expect you to help me with my shit. You know, this is the one thing that is I want people to understand and listen to me all real quick before we get back into some music, is that, and I'm only speaking for myself. See, I know what I want. You know what I mean? I know what I want out of life right at this point. I know what I need to do. I know the things that need to be done. You know, I know what I don't want. I know what I don't like. You know, These are things that I know, and these are things that are not going to change. So what it is, and this should go for anybody. Like I said, once you know what you want, you have to know yourself before you can do anything else. You have to know yourself, your own faults, your ambitions, your goals. You know, these are things that you need to know. And then once you discover what you want for yourself and with yourself and everything, then the right person to help you do those things will come along. And I don't mean help you as in pay for shit for you, this, that, but I mean really have your back on what you're trying to do. Not try to stop you from it, not stand in the way from it, not stand in your way to obtain it, not fight you on it or anything. We'll have your back on what you're trying to do, which is what I mean. Behind every strong man is a strong woman. But you know, this is just one side of things. I mean, we talk on the lady side of things. It's like, I understand, ladies. Y'all in fucked up situations. I understand. Dealt with that one nigga that you thought you loved that then left you with a kid and took off, cheated on you, whooped your ass. I mean, I know motherfuckers got all kinds of stories. I understand all that. So you gotta be hard. You gotta do it on your own. You gotta do that thing or whatever. And that's fine if you're gonna live the single life. If you're going to be one of those women that don't need a man, don't need shit from nobody, and can do it all on your own and whoop and everything, then that's fine. Do you. But you can't bring that mentality into a relationship. You know, this is where shit gets twisted, because people try to bring that same mentality when they do choose somebody they want to be with. They try to bring, and I'm only talking to the ladies. Like I said, there's a difference, ladies, between a single lady and a lady that's in a relationship. Y'all can't be a single lady in a relationship. You can't think the way a single lady thinks. You can't act the way a single lady acts. And I'm not just talking about dating other dudes or going out and doing everything like that. I'm talking about what goes on in your own house behind closed doors. Your whole mannerisms got to be different. You know what I mean? Because you're in a relationship. You're with somebody. And you're with somebody that you chose to be with, that you should be supporting. And I'm not talking about financial or anything like that. Like I said, I don't want y'all to be out here giving up all y'all bread and whatever to broke, dumb niggas. Don't have me. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that when you find that right person, then yes, you support him any way that you can so that y'all can get to where y'all need to get together. Because if he's a good person on his end, and you build him up the right way, then ain't no way that a fucked up dude will turn his back on a woman like that. You know what I mean? If you're acting right, if you're doing right, if you're being supportive and you helping him gain, you know, get to a certain point as a supportive woman should, then once he reaches that point, then he ain't going to do, then it's going to be that good life. That's how I am with shit. Like I said, once I get to a point where I don't owe nobody no money, I got a place to lay my head that ain't going to get blown up or something like that, and I don't got no worries and no issues, and I'm on top of all my shit, then I wouldn't have no problem splurging on somebody. I've done that before, and it didn't fucking work out. So I'm not doing it again at this point until I get my shit back together. Because like I said, I'd have lost all my shit behind a girl twice. Shit ain't no fucking joke. Hold on real quick. Shout out to 661-5580. You got Dagger. What it do?
What's good, D? It's Marley B.
What it do, Marley B? How you feeling tonight?
Man, you know, out here cooling.
Cooling. That's what they saying now. That's what's hot in the street. You cooling?
It's down the street from chilling.
Oh, okay. But yes, y'all. Marley B checking in this West Coast Wednesday. It's hump nice. Marley B, go ahead. Like I said, for those that don't know, like I said, let them know where you at, where they can find you real quick before we get into this, because I already know how you feel about certain shit. So.
Oh, man.
Let's get the business out.
Y'all
can
probably get robbed on the West Coast.
Let's get the business out.
I was playing, man. Sometimes I'll be having to make light of the situation, but y'all can find me on Reverb Nation still, you know what I'm saying, .com/1MarleyB. You can find me on Facebook sometimes, you feel me. Facebook.com/stupid.people/sniper. And you can find me on Twitter. You know, I might not tweet so much, but I'll be on Twitter every day. I'll be scoping the scene all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to follow me secretly, like I follow everybody else, then you could join the other 2,000 followers at Marley Applebaum. It's spelled the way it sounds. Can't spell that, then you don't need to follow me. What's the subject? I hear you talking about financial shit and holding the nigga down.
I'm just
kind of
all over.
My main,
where I'm at right now is just like I was saying. The first, I keep coming back to this statement, because this statement, like, I've heard this statement many times, but I don't think people really understand the statement. It's like behind every good man, or behind every strong man, is a strong woman. But what I mean is, like, you're behind your man. And where my complication is like a lot of ladies is trying to take that forward position, and it's
right.
Not supposed to go down that way. That's
right.
You know what I mean? And I'm only saying that in a relationship sense. Like I'm saying, if you on
right.
your own, you got to do what you got to do or whatever, then fine. Yeah, you got to be that headstrong woman, or
right.
you got to be that
right.
person. But once you actually choose to be with somebody, then you got to switch that shit up.
Right.
You know, that mentality shit that you had when you were single on your own, not giving a fuck about nobody, can't nobody help me, this, that, whoop, whatever. Once you
right.
decide that you want to be with somebody, then you have to switch that mentality. And a lot of girls don't switch that mentality up. You know what I mean? They don't.
Right, but well, where you wrong at, a lot of girls don't switch that mentality up, you feel me, until they become women. And that has nothing to do with age, just like when a boy becomes a man. It has nothing to do with age. It has everything to do with your stages of experience, you know, your maturity level. So, you know, any man that I've ever been with cannot ever say I didn't support them or wasn't down for them ever. Any ex I got, all of them, you know what I'm saying? So that is what created and molded me into such a good woman I am now for the person I am made for now, you know. So it's like I was already on some grown woman shit when I was a virgin. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I still swag it out, you know. That's just me. I don't believe in half-ass, being a half-ass girlfriend either. You the homie or you my nigga. There's no in-between for me.
Okay, well then, like I said, you have your guidelines, you have your, you know, you draw your lines in the sand and everything, but like you just said, once you were in a situation, or once you, the people you have dealt with or that you've been with, like you said, you supported them, that's what I'm saying, and it's like,
yeah,
and
real
I don't
talk,
understand
like financially,
why,
Especially financially,
if you had it, I didn't want to come off like I'm saying, like, you know, girls got to hand over their whole check to whatever dudes is, whatever you're dealing with or whatever person you're with. You know, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying is you have to be supportive of the person you are with because you are supposed to stand behind your dude, his decisions, the things that he goes. You know what I mean? You're supposed to. That's the position you're supposed to play.
And financially, like, okay, that's true when you have it, but when you even fall upon financial hardships as a team, you're supposed to know how to bounce back, you know
as
what I'm saying?
As a team. Yeah,
in the middle of the basketball game, just because Kobe feel like the other foe acting dumb as fuck, he can't just walk off the court like, fuck this game, it's stupid, I quit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all a team. And as a team, we're going to take the loss, or as a team, we're going to win. Like, one person might have to pull more weight than the other one at one point in time.
But
when it all comes down to it, we a team and we all, you know what I'm saying, after the same goal.
Right, but that's where the shit gets fucked up, though, because it's like when that kind of shit goes down, then instead of being a team, you know, people want to butt heads. You know, oh, this is your fault. This is your fault. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not a team game anymore. And that's, but like I said, B, as long as you got time, we can talk about this. We got an hour and 45 minutes. Go across this.
The proof is in the pudding. I know I'm doing something right because the person I'm with is happy with me as a person. So
with you as you are. You know what I mean? You change your mentality, but I mean you're still you. You know what I mean? That's also what I mean is that people like. We're all grown, or at least you shouldn't be even in a relationship or whatever till you grow. Like I was saying before you got on, like you got to know yourself and what you want out of life and what you're trying to do before you can even bring somebody else into a relationship, into any type of shit like that. How can you make somebody else happy if you ain't happy with yourself? Or how can you know what I mean? How can you know how to do that type of shit?
And then you have to know how to survive together. Well, I hope anybody know how to survive by themselves, but when you got another person with you, you know, you got to learn how to survive together. You can't give up on that person. And even if that person give up on themselves, you love them enough, you can love them back to life. So, you know what I'm saying? That's my specialty. When I'm with a nigga, any nigga I'm with get down, you know what I'm saying? If he get down or feel low, I'm going to love him back to life. I don't care how low he feels. That's just part of me. But not every woman is like that. Some women feel like they got to buy they
nigga
love or feel like they gotta say what they
want
to hear. Shit.
But nah, here we go, y'all. Hold on, we'll be right back. Like I said, Marley be chilling with me this West Coast Wednesdays. We got a nice little subject matter.
Yeah, I'm chilling all up in the haters' ears, niggas.
So we're gonna roll out with Marcus Love and Roger Charles real quick. We'll be right back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nice to Dagger, LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Yeah.
Bang out.
Wait, my bad. I guess I'm not going to go to music right now. Hold on. Got to redo this real quick. My bad, y'all.
Sitting there like, where's the music?
No, hold on. Hold on. Gotta.
You know, I can always sing. Wait.
But no, but okay. But anyway, well then, let me, while this boots back up real quick. But yeah, as we were saying,
no other callers yet? Because I'm going to need another caller on so I can start talking shit.
We don't need to. Like I said, I'll try to keep the peace. I'll try to keep the peace as much as possible. As much as I get in trouble for trying to keep the peace.
No, not real talking shit, nigga. Shooting the shit. Not real talking shit. I don't do that.
Oh, no, but we shooting the shit right now. Like I said, it's still early. Like I said, you know how black folks are, especially even still on Bang Out Radio, on internet radio. Motherfuckers always want to be late. Like, niggas show up.
Yeah, I just found out the other day I was black.
Oh, you just found that out, huh? Oh, man, come on. We can do this.
I thought I just had one hell of a good tan, though, but you know.
But like we were talking about, y'all, it's scary because I'm gonna talk about myself. Like I said, I don't like speaking or saying men or shit like that because I don't speak for all men. I can only speak for myself. And it's,
right.
And it's, what I'm noticing, at least through my experiences and then the people that I talk to, stories that I hear and all kind of stuff like this, right? It's like, I want to say, well, there isn't. There's no real trust, no real loyalty. It's like people are doing shit just because. You know what I mean? It's like it's not, or there's a different reason. People, I feel you should want to be with somebody. You know, you should want to actually be with them. That person ain't got
shit. You should desire them.
That person ain't got nothing, or you want to be with that person no matter what y'all got to face together. That's when you actually want to be with somebody. And then there are those people out there that are only that are with people for a certain reason. You know, they're with this person because they do this. They're with this person because they do this for them. And then once that person stops doing this or that, then they're looking for the next person to do it, or, you know, they go get somebody else to do it while still dealing with this person, or once that person stops doing that, they kick them to the curb and be like, fuck you. And then, you know, there's those type of people that do that, straight users, you know.
Exactly. And that's when people begin to get caught in a web of bullshit, because that's when, you know, they have to split themselves into so many parts. And they cannot do that. It's humanly impossible to do it properly, unless you're Hugh Hefner, that is.
Yeah. But see, Hef,
other than that.
But Hef is straight up with all of them, you know, and they all cool. Like, that's what I'm saying. If you.
That's what
if
I'm
you
saying.
Can
I
real,
said, unless you have.
If
like,
you can
if
real,
the dude be
yeah.
honest with me, he can have as many girls as he wants. If you could be honest with me and we don't fight, hey, it's going down. But that's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. Never, ever, ever. Females don't know how to act. They all get jealous. It's always an issue. So there is no more than one woman to a man like it used to be back in the day. You get one bitch
back in the day.
At a time. And
oh,
that is all.
Man. But that's what it is. I've always said that before, too. Like, trust, you know, that's a major thing. And I don't got trust either. I mean, I can't talk about people not trusting me, because I don't trust
what
the motherfucker either. But at the same time, the one thing I hate is being blamed for shit that I know I'm not doing, or being blamed for something that I know I didn't do. You know, that's called
guilty accusations. I named them myself. Inner guilty accusations.
All you're doing is pointing the finger at somebody about you thinking they doing this, they doing that. Well, and then that tells me that you must be doing something, you know, because you're trying to make it so it's even, or that we on the same page and everything, and it's like we're not. Like, I don't know what the fuck you're doing, but don't point the finger at me. But hold on, I think I finally got this music cracking. So we'll be right back with Marley B on West Coast Wednesday. Let's try this one more time.
I'll be right here.
Yeah, all right. Oh, shit, it worked.
Bills might come today. No more rent I pay. A proud owner I can finally say. I got 3 cribs. My car won't break down today. European engineering. Top line what I'm steering. I eat the best. Roman noodles no longer request. Personal chef cook feet up cause I deserve the rest. Far as my queen, she straight, she be killing them. Designer shop is free. Fifth ad be the minimum. Anything she wants, she held me down when she had one. Now she want for nothing cause success has finally come in. Whole family spoiled. The love is overflowing. We made it out of poverty when no one love was showing. Now it's vacation, clear water we all way in. Island hopper we cruising, yacht names I'm not losing. Perfect situation with little complication. Is this a good life or just my imagination? President. My mission changed the world, starting at home with the boys and girls. Improve the education with unbiased teachings that reflect the world, not just what the white thinking. New textbooks countrywide, rebuild with greed deprived. Knowledge to help the people coincide. Lower tuition, we the government made a difference. And I the president provide health care for all of those living. The world, we monitor but mind our own business and neutralize any threat to our existence. And everybody got the same rights and same privilege. Corporate greed diminished, the ban on weed ended. No hunger in America, the world next. And our seniors are taken care of, so is the vet. Show love to all people, lost we help them find a way. This would be great, but my imagination runs away.
I'm proud. Rise with me, should be I happy. Hellfire looking like we did it. Frank filming and everybody recording procedures in the building. I understand now it's not the money, it's the feeling. To be noticed, my talent standing out, we finally did it. I use my imagination to make you not forget it. Wanna give you songs, time by splendid. Maybe it's that kind of thinking got us in position. Nominated album of the year without position. Yeah, you got more status, but my songs will make a difference. Win or no win, I still feel like kids at Christmas. No more wishes, this my reality. Wrote myself out of poverty. Recognition feels so sweet, set my spine concrete. This Grammy nod solidifies creativity, but my imagination sometimes gets the best of me.
Just my imagination. Oh man, sorry y'all. Sorry. I came up on some good equipment, but where I gotta be at, my fucking my Wi-Fi connection ain't that popping. So damn, now it's like I gotta find me spot. Hold on, I'm moving, trying to adjust. Hold on, sorry y'all. But in the meantime, dang, like I said, can't bring in my callers either. It's a cold situation, but. Like I said, I'm not going to have no dead air time right now. I'm going to at least run my mouth. So we are back. West Coast Wednesday. Something nice to Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. And again, we're talking about, like I said, just trying to, well, how do I want to word this? I'm trying to help increase the peace in the most 70s black power version as I can say it. But I don't want people out here fighting, arguing, getting into it with people over the dumbest shit. Are y'all looking at the news? Do y'all see how bitches and people is getting cut up? And you know what I mean? Like, set on fire, beat the fuck up. Like, over what? Really? Over what? It ain't that serious. It ain't that important. What I've been trying to talk about is that you guys have to, like I said, you have to know yourself, and you have to accept yourself. There's another thing you got to do too, because some people know themselves and still don't give a fuck. Like, I don't care. I'm like that. So, like, okay, well, I guess you're cool with that. But then expect everybody else to be cool with that, and that's not the business either. And that's the crazy part, and that's the scary part. Because you get two people that think the same way like that, and then it's going to cause a problem. Like, oh, you don't give a fuck? Okay, you don't give a fuck. Now, both these people don't give a fuck together. What kind of, can you spell recipe for disaster? I think you can. And I'm trying to figure out why, like I said, hold on, y'all. Internet connection, come on, I'm trying to bring it back. Oh, my God. Let's see. This is why I try to be stationary, y'all. I don't try to be in motion when I have to do the show. But also, let me tell y'all, like I said, let me just let y'all know what's going on with me. Like I said, Dagger got a lot of issues going on right now, you know what I mean? Like, I know I don't like to bring down the show about my problems and what I be having going on, but let's just say, you know, I got a lot of family issues going on right now behind some things, you know. Just been out out in the world, just out in the mix right now, trying to just make it from day to day. From as long as I, well, for me, look, as long as I make it to work, that's all I'm really worried about. You know, that's number one. I got to be able to work, got to be able to eat, got to be able to survive, got to be able to do what I got to do. That's number one. So as long as I'm doing that, then, you know, it's not, then not everything is too bad, you know. But past that, man, once I get off of work, that's only 9 hours a day, you know, 9 hours out of 20, out of 24. And it's not like I get to sleep or anything throughout the rest of them. So it's just crazy. I maybe get like 3 hours of sleep a day, maybe, if I'm lucky. So that's even more ridiculous, you know. And what I may have to do in a second, but I'm not even going to be able to do that, damn it. But that's even more ridiculous. And what I keep trying to get y'all to understand is that, and the only reason I tell you guys this is because I want you guys to be better than me. Do better. Make better choices, because I'm not a dumbass. I'm not dumb. I'm actually very intelligent. Not to toot my own horn and everything, but I am. But I make dumb choices, and I do dumb decisions, and I make dumb decisions. Why? Because me, I put others above myself. I put others before myself. I say this all the time, and people tell me all the time that I'm a dumbass for doing that. But like I said, that's just how I was brought up. That's just how I was raised. If you got it and you care about somebody, or, you know, somebody needs help with something and you're able to do it, then you fucking do it, you know, point blank, period. Especially if you're able to, and then, you know, your blessings and everything will come to you down the line, or, you know, all that other stuff. So that's what I be hoping for. Does it ever happen? Not all the time, no. But it's always funny because on my end of things, when I do something for somebody else, you know, I don't really expect anything back. I don't want anything back unless you told me you were going to give me something back, or you told me you was going to do something by me doing this. So, okay, now if I do that, then fine. Then that's the decision we made. But besides that, I don't expect anything back, because when you expect shit back and you don't get it, then, you know, people got problems, people got issues, and I don't loan out shit, or I don't put shit out there unless I'm cool without getting it back. You know what I mean? Like, if I know I give it up, or I loan it out, or I help out with something expecting not to get shit back. So that way, if I don't, I wouldn't get mad. But it seems like, you know, when things be on the other board with me or whatever, there's always something that's got to go with something. You got to get this back, you got to get that back. It's always an extended adventure when I have to get something from somebody else. So that's why I barely ask for shit. I don't ask for shit. I try not to. And if I am asking somebody for something, it's an absolute, like, necessity. And even then, I'd just rather go without. But that's just me. But at the same time, again, I'm sorry. This is why I hate, because of my situation, I got y'all going through this situation with me. Because like I said, I got to be in the most covert places and try to find places to fucking get my internet cracking. So now I got a dope-ass laptop that works, but now the Wi-Fi all of a sudden just want to clock out where I'm at. So what I may do in a second, y'all, I may just have to call the show for today, because, like I said, it's not even about me sitting here running my mouth. It's about the independent artists and y'all, and I am going to have to apologize, but at least I'm on the phone to be able to apologize to y'all personally. So, yeah, y'all, I do apologize. We're going to have to get out of here this week, because this shit is just not going to work, and I ain't going to waste y'all time, all right? So just make sure y'all tune in next Wednesday, 9 to 11, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day. I'll be back Sunday, 7 to 9, hopefully. Like I said, I'm just going to have to find a place, y'all, and I'm just going to have to be there and have to make that happen. But where I usually was, I can't go there anymore. Like I said, Dagger's got issues, and I'm sorry y'all have to deal with it. But we'll be back next week, y'all, 9 to 11, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights with the Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day. At least thanks for being here for an hour with your boy, all right? Holla at y'all next week. Ghost.